All right, guys. So let's do a little midday market recap. We'll go over the trades from this morning. This is finally a really good day. $4,245.83. So this is one of the bigger green days that I've had in a couple of weeks. I had a decent day last week, but then of course I had a red day. So it's definitely nice to get a little bit of momentum back into the market and catch a nice winner. It puts me in kind of better shape. It makes up for the red day, and so definitely pumped to be able to make $4,200 in the first hour. Now, as you can see, for those of you on YouTube and those of you that are in chat, daily gain 4,245, mostly from one stock, $3,859 from MOSY. 859 from CLNT, and I lost 473 on Neuro. So three trades today, and accuracy was 66%. Two out of three were winners. So that puts my accuracy on the week down at 80%, which is still good. I was 100% yesterday, dropping down now. So 80% accuracy on the week. So why don't we go over the trades that I took. So $4,245. I'll move that over to the side. So first trade of the day was a red trade. And I was like, as soon as I took it and I was down $400, I thought, this is exactly what I didn't want to have happen. So that's a good trade to look at. We can look at both a couple of trades that went really well and a trade that went not so well this morning. Let's see. So this is the trade, and this trade probably put a lot of you guys in the red, because it was one of those trades where you knew the stock had potential, and so there was that kind of desire just to jump in out of the gates, even though it was already extended. The pre-market flag was consolidating from 399 down to 388. The first candle to make a new high was a good entry. But that entry would have been pre-market right here at 388. And I don't like to trade pre-market, so I didn't take that trade. Instead, it squeezed up to 420. The bell rings, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to let the first candle form. The first candle squeezes up to a high of 438. And I was like, okay, wow, this thing is showing strength. It pulls back. And as it pops back up, I jumped in at 425. I jumped in with 10,000 shares. I started with 2,500, added 2,500, added a total of three times. So I had 10,000 shares, and it popped up to 440. So now I was up $1,500. And I was like, this looks good. I want to break over 450, sell through 460. $4,000 winner. Back of my mind, potential on that. I really thought this could have been a good trade because of the daily chart. It had all this room here up to the 200 moving average, 200 moving average being at 719. Well, in this candle, it drops suddenly from 334, and it just starts coming down. Now, as it came down, I started bailing out. I sold 7,500 shares, basically break even. I was like, I need to reduce my risk immediately. Now, this is a big shift away from the way I was trading last week and the way I've been trading for quite a while. I get into the habit where if I'm up $1,500 and it comes down to break even, I don't sell break even. I hold because I want it to go back to being up $1,500. It's really hard for me to, it's much easier for me to just sell into strength than to sell break even as it comes back down, because it feels like a loss. Even if it is just break even, it feels like a loss. So in this case, I was like, no, just get out. You've got a big position. You need to lighten up real quick. So I scaled back, lightened up real quick. And the reason I was more aggressive on my share size on this one was because I really thought it had a lot more potential. And I think that wasn't wrong, considering how much it had already moved. And I was up $1,500 on it, but in any case, as it came back down, I bailed out of 7,500 shares flat, and then I bailed out of 2,500 shares down about 18 cents. So I lost $473 on a total of 10,000 shares, which is only a 4.5 cent loss, or 4.7 cent loss, which is not bad. So relatively speaking, considering the share size, the risk and the loss was very small. Next trade was MOSY. Now, on MOSY, this one, I mean, we've traded it several times in the last few days, and it's been good to us. So when I saw it hitting the high day scanner and squeezing up, as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is the type that I like. I mean, this, it's a former runner. It's made big moves in the last few days. I've done well on it. I'm going to jump in. And as it squeezed up, it squeezed up. It pulled back for a second. And then as it came back up over 185 and 188, I added at 187, and I was looking for the break of $2. First target was 13 cents, and my stop was 180. So I had a 7-cent stop for a 13-cent profit. That's a 2-to-1 profit-loss ratio, roughly, just a little under 2-to-1. It goes up to 2, pulls back for a second, and then it squeezes up to 219. All of a sudden, it's 219 on the ask, and now I feel like I'm in the driver's seat. I'm just going to hold it, and I'm just going to ride this momentum as long as possible. I hold all the way up to a high of 234, and then I said, look, I am totally in the driver's seat on this trade. I'm up, you know, 30, I'm up 40 cents, and this is just, it looks great. I'm going to hold it right now through this pullback, and then hopefully just keep continue to ride the momentum. So the 1 minute micro pullback at 9:39, it pulled back from a high of 34 down to 211. So, you know, like a 23 cent pullback, which I was a little bit, I started to question whether or not I should have just sold in the 30s or in the high 20s and then gotten back in for the first 1 minute pullback. Because I gave up 20 cents. I held through a 20 cent pullback, which I'm still not totally sure. In this case, I'm not sure. But I set the mental stop at 205. So at that point, I was like, if it goes to 205, I'm selling and I'm just going to bail out because I want to lock up, you know, about 18, 20 cents of profit at the least. But I would have been disappointed if I ended up having to stop out at 205. Anyways, this candle, first candle to make a new high, breaks over 23. It was a little heavy at 23. We had the quarter at 225. We were able to break over that level, and then we got up to 238. And as we squeezed up through that level, I was selling on the ask and also selling on the bid. And then we did one of these kind of, you know, false breakouts where it came back down and I sold the rest at 223 as it was coming back down. So overall, it was a good trade. I probably would have made the same amount of money if I had sold the whole thing in this first push. But the first pullback, if it had worked well, it could have easily gotten over 250 and 260. And that could have been a much bigger winner. So I feel good about the fact that I gave this time. I mean, I held it for like 9-10 minutes roughly. And through that 10 minutes, I was able to make about 17%. And in fact, today I started this morning with $43,553 in my account, and I'm up $4,200. So a nearly 10% gain today on this account. So those are my first two trades. First on NURO, Neuro. Second on MOSY. Third trade was CLNT. All right. So on CLNT, I know John, who's in the chat room as a moderator, he was watching this for the red to green move over 5. I think he may have even gotten in at 5 and sold on the move up to 6. I didn't get in at that spot, and you can see here how this was sort of tricky because of the fact that it all of a sudden went from 5 all the way up basically in one candle, or three candles, from 5 right here all the way up to 585, and then a 1 minute micro pullback. 1 minute micro pullback, this is where I added, right, for the first candle to make a new high. We popped up to a high of 90. We pulled back for a second, and as we came back up to 90, I took 10,000 shares on this. Now, at this point in the day, I was like, I'm in the driver's seat. I'm doing well. I'm going to put the pedal to the metal. Sorry, I took 7,500 shares. And then over 90, as we did this little pullback, I added 5,000 shares because I was thinking that I saw a seller at 90, and I was like, as soon as this guy breaks, it's going to go to 95, 96, 97, And then anyone who's short is going to cover. We're going to get the break of $6. It's going to go up to $6.10, $6.15, $6.20. That was sort of the back of my mind of what would happen. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy more shares. I like this. I think it's strong. I think it's going to break out. I think anyone who's short is going to get squeezed on it. I'm going to put the pedal to the metal. So 12,500 shares was my position. But by that point, I was already up $1,200 or $1,500 by the time I was adding, right? I was already in the driver's seat. So I'm in the driver's seat. I'm adding to the position. And what's my risk? My risk is that I stop out of the whole thing, break even. That's not bad when you're already up, you know, $3,000. Because if this had worked with 12,500 shares, and it went, and my average was like 77, I think, and it went from, 590 to 6, to 610 to 625 to 630, that could have been a $6,000 winner. And just like that, I'm out of $10,000 day. That's how you leverage a good day into an amazing day, by being aggressive on that second and third or fourth trade. This one didn't happen to work out very well. Popped up to 95, it was heavy, and at that point I was like, okay, I'm in this thing pretty deep. I need to start scaling out and unwinding the position. And that's what I started doing, selling. When I saw there was a bid, a 5,000 share bid, boom, I hit the bid, 5,000 shares, and I'm out for 5,000. I see another bid pop up for 4,000, I hit the bid for 4,000, and I just kept scaling out, but not until I saw bids, because I don't want to market out with 12,000 shares. If I do a market order, you don't want to market order a big position like that. So I watch the level two, I wait to see a bid. Right now, for instance, there's a 3,000 share bid. So I know I could sell to that guy and fill 3,000 shares right at 89, right? As long as he stays there. And that's what I did. I unwound the position and finished with $859 on the trade. So in total, three trades, two winners, one loser. Accuracy is fine. Profit loss ratio, super solid. I mean, my average winners today, 4,600 divided by two. I mean, $2,300 per winner average versus a $400 loss. That's a 5-to-1 profit loss ratio. So I can work with that. Or just about 5-to-1. So anyways, that's about where we're finishing here for the day. So, for me, this was a pretty easy day, but I can recognize that for a beginner trader, these setups may not have been the most obvious, because CLNT was a 1-minute setup and the 5-minute setup didn't end up really being that safe. On MOSY, the entry was anticipating the break of $2. So again, it was kind of an anticipating trade, getting a little aggressive, and Neuro ended up being a big fake out. So if you weren't able to manage your risk on that, that first trade could have put you right into the red if you happened to take that gap and go trade. So definitely a little bit more, for me, a fairly easy day, but a little bit more advanced in terms of the trades that we took. Yesterday GTLX or whatever it was, GLTX, GTXI, that was easy. That was very easy stuff. And that was a trade that, is a good example of very simple bull flag patterns. But today was a little bit more advanced, a little more complex in terms of the patterns that we were trading. So, that's how it is sometimes. Depending on your skill level, days like today may be days that you want to sit back a little bit and watch a little more rather than trade in the simulator, or reduce your share size to reduce your risk. Okay, so anyways, really solid day today, and great job to those of you who are able to make money. I know that, obviously this is day trading. Not everyone is going to make money. In fact, 9 out of 10 traders will lose money. So my goal is to, improve those odds as much as possible, get as many of you as I can on the other side of that profit and loss line, so you're making money. And, it's certainly a challenge. This is a hard job, and the market is not forgiving. But for those of you who are putting in the time and studying, I know that you're starting to see the rewards. I saw that today we had about students who made money today had about $65,000 in profit, which is good. So, you know, I want to keep that number moving up, but I'm glad to see those of you who have gotten to the other side are doing pretty well. And those of you who are still straggling, want to get you there, got to get you through the classes, make sure you understand the patterns, the strategies, and you're using the right tools. Okay, so anyways, that's about it for today. And I will see you all, well, most of you I'll see first thing tomorrow morning, but students, I'll see you in class at 4 p.m. Okay, so that's it. I'll see you guys in a little bit. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.